Demand channels. Demand channels include B2B and B2C at a high level, and either type will require a distribution channel and a transaction channel. After differentiating between these channels, we address distribution channels in more detail. B2B and B2C categories of demand. Two basic categories of demand are defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary. Business-to-business e-commerce, B2B. Business conducted over the internet between businesses. The implication is that this connectivity will cause businesses to transform themselves via supply chain management to become virtual organizations, reducing costs, improving quality, reducing delivery lead time, and improving due date performance. Business-to-consumer e-sales, B2C. Business being conducted between businesses and final consumers, largely over the internet. It includes traditional brick-and-mortar businesses that also offer products online and businesses that trade exclusively on the internet. Organizations may rely on B2B or B2C exclusively, or may have demand from both, either for different products or for the same products. For example, roofing materials might be sold to consumers through retail and also to home builders at bulk prices. Distribution versus transaction channels. A distribution channel is defined by the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as the distribution route from raw materials through consumption along which products travel. Companies may deliver products directly to their customers, or they may use intermediary companies to distribute some or all of their products. A transaction channel is defined by the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as a distribution network that deals with change of ownership of goods and services, including the activities of negotiation, selling, and contracting. While the distribution channel handles the disposition of goods or services, a transaction channel addresses the transfer of funds and ownership between the selling organization and the consumer. Exhibit 3-12 shows distribution and transaction channels for a manufacturer that does not deliver directly to customers. Exhibit 3-12, distribution and transaction channels. Differences relating to bulk and condition between raw materials and finished products influence the design of the entire logistics system, including the location of warehouses and factories. For example, a home improvement retailer may not carry stock of large appliances at retail locations, choosing instead to rely on warehouse storage and a local carrier to fill orders due to the size of the appliances. However, the same retailer will carry stock of smaller tools at their retail location for direct sale to the customer. This decision by the retailer will likely cause differences between the supply chains of the appliance manufacturer and the tool manufacturer and will affect how the retailer sets up its internal supply chain to stores. Note that both the distribution channel and the transaction channel will also have a reverse logistics role. The distribution channel will need to be able to move returned items upstream, while the transaction channel will need to authorize the return, as well as move refunds downstream to the intermediate and or final customer. The specific way materials and goods move depends on many factors, including the type and quantity of distribution channels available for use, market characteristics, product characteristics, available modes of transportation. Distribution channels. Distribution channels describe the various echelons in the supply chain that generate demand for products and services. An echelon is a category of the supply chain, such as a distribution center, a distributor, or a retailer. A given supply chain may or may not include a given echelon. While these intermediaries are not the final customer, they are the ones placing resupply orders, and so demand from these sources needs to be taken into account. These sources of demand will aggregate the demand from their downstream supply chain customers. Exhibit 3-13 shows three types of distribution channels. There are a wide variety of distribution channels. These are just examples. Exhibit 3-13, direct, exclusive, and complex channels. The differences between each channel shown include the following. The direct slash internal channel is often used for transfers to other plants or business units or for B2B sales. Demand could be for inventory or for ETO or MTO goods. B2C sales typically rely on a network of distribution centers rather than directly shipping from the manufacturer, except perhaps in the case of ETO or MTO goods. Regardless, demand in this case is directly from the customer. In the exclusive and select channel, a distributor is shown placing the orders. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines distributor as follows: a business that does not manufacture its own products, but instead purchases and resells these products. Such a business usually maintains a finished goods inventory. Similar networks could have a distribution center or other intermediary placing the orders. In the complex channel, demand is from an internally owned distribution center, which is likely directly connected to the manufacturer's master production schedule through a distribution requirements planning module. Exhibit 3-14 shows another model called producer storage with dropship, which is used for items that customers like to view in stores but that are too bulky to have in retail inventory, such as refrigerators. The difference in this model is that the demand comes from the retailer rather than the customer. Exhibit 3-14, producer storage with dropship.